Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Andre. We just to briefly reflect on last Saturday and the penalty decision, hugely controversial. I remember you saying after the game that you'd tried to have a bit of a conversation with the match officials. I just wondered whether there had been any follow-up to that conversation or anything else that could be said after clearly a very controversial end to the game.
Yeah, first of all, we showed a very brave performance in Bristol. The team played really well. Of course, we were penalized with a wrong penalty decision, and yeah, I got the information this week that they told us the decision was wrong. No apology, but the decision was wrong. It was also not the first time, so that means that we were robbed of the two more points, like also in other games before. And yeah, but the whole team and also the club, the supporters draw motivation from injustice, and so do I. We want to show everyone who doesn't want to see us in the championship, my team. Yeah, my team has also found its feet, and we have to speak about positive things for sure. We played really, really well the last few games. Maybe it was not reflected in points because you still have to get the quality on the pitch to be able to win close games for 90 minutes. But they played well the last few games, and yeah, which was also evident in the win at Bristol.
As you say, getting confirmation that it was the wrong decision doesn't in any way help you. But if you are to take the positives from it, as you say, can it really galvanise everybody? It brings everyone together in the face of adversity, if you like, a decision like that.
Yeah, this is what I meant. I have nothing more to tell because we have to take motivation and to take positive things from decisions like that. We cannot change, but it cost us many points, not just two in the last games, and so we could speak about other things. And yeah, for sure, I know other questions. Yeah, we made also many mistakes and I could win, but yeah, now we play really in a structured way, and the performances are better now. We played well in Stoke, we played well Millwall, we won also in Preston over 55 minutes, and now in Bristol, really, really good team from my team. We were the absolutely better team and won all the stats, but we need points, and for getting points you also need luck, and we didn't have luck the last few games because of decisions. Yeah, human person taking decisions, so we all may make mistakes, but it happened too often for me, and so we lost many points, and this is what I tell every week. We have to stay together, and now really all together, all the people in town should come on Saturday to the stadium. I know and I experienced that they asked for many tickets, and we have to sold out on Saturday to support the team, and that we all give our best and to win the game on Saturday.
Two huge games at home coming up then, starting with Swansea. How do you approach them?
Swansea? We have a normal week, so we needed 2 days to relax and to recover, to keep mentally fresh after the game last Saturday, because we all were disappointed and angry, because we all knew that it was a wrong decision. So, but then we started in the week with high motivation, and every player who is possible to play on Saturday is fit, and there's no new information about injuries. We concentrate on Swansea. It's a good team. They play good attacking football. They are variable in their style of play, so they won the last two games. But like the last few weeks, we have always the opportunity to win games, and then we need also the quality on the pitch to show that over 90 minutes, especially in defending the chances from Swansea, but also to create chances and score goals. and then we have a big chance to win.
Will you start a striker?
The striker?
Will you start one, a recognised striker in your starting 11? There are many, many armchair managers out there, and a lot of them think you need to start a striker. What do you think as the man who makes the decision?
Yes, we start with strikers. Yeah, no, we played well in Bristol, so there will be not the biggest surprise in the lineup. We have to wait the last training session for Friday, but the principles are clear. We want to play forward. We want to create chances. We want to score goals, because when you have a good moments in attacking style, then you have the fans behind you. But also we need sometimes patience from the stands, and because we play against an opponent, opposition in a good form now. And yeah, it's not sometimes so easy how the fans think on the stand. So we also need patience, because we have 90 minutes and we need the 3 points. And against Millwall, we showed it's also possible in the 90+5.
We just spoke to Rhys Healy. He is willing to put in whatever is asked of him. We've spoken before about managing his return from injury and how many minutes you felt he was able to give you on the pitch. Has your view on that changed at all? Is he in a position now where he potentially could start a game for you if selected?
We spoke last week. He came to my office, and we spoke honestly about the whole situation. And I'm really, really glad that he was earlier back than we could expect, because he had a big injury. But he has also the will to help and to show his best. And yes, and he showed. He scored twice, but. When you watch the little details, you can see that he is not fit, and it's not possible for him to get fit. And then you have to take the right decision, what makes sense. And sometimes it's for him, and this is for me one of the reasons he scored at the end of the games, because all the other players are a little bit more tired, and then he came fresh into the game, and then in 20-30 minutes it's much easier for him to show his best performance. So when he starts and then all the players are fresh, then he is not near to 100%, but 80% he can show at the end of the game, and then you have a new big impact in your game. And this is why we decided in that way.
Finally, do you think these next two home games will determine whether Huddersfield Town stay in the Championship or not? Or could you see it going to the last game of the season?
We concentrate on the first game. It's clear that it's just in our own hands, because of the home game against Birmingham. So it's possible to stay in the league, and it's not necessary to watch to the other results, but then we have to win the next two games, and then maybe we can decide what happens in Ipswich. But first, totally focus to Swansea. The other both last games are far away from now. First, Swansea, high concentration against a good opposition, but for this game we need the totally concentration that we can win this game.
Thank you very much. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Catherine. We'll just come to Stephen from Wiatte, who's in the room.
Hi, Andre. Hi. We know that Swansea like to have a lot of the ball. They dominate possession. Do you feel like being able to play on the counter-attack and soak up pressure, is that something you've seen the team can do over the past few weeks?
First of all, yes, we have the opposition analyzers, and we showed the clips, the players, what we can expect, and then we know about many variations. And for me, it's always important to speak about our own game, so about our principles, and we showed the last few weeks when we play our principles to press forward at the right moment, to have a good structure in the game, and this is what we had to learn the last few weeks, and now it's much better. organized, in creating chances. We are so much better. I think we the team improved and developed in nearly all the stats in the last few weeks, and but now we have to score more goals to win close games, and this is a problem over the whole season, that there are too many draws. So we keep on working, we try our best, and and Swansea, it's a good opposition, but we show that it's possible in every game to get 3 points, but for that we need everything from the team, from the fans, from all the people around the club, around town. Sorry,
you've got a positive record against the bottom half as a club this season, particularly at home. Does that sort of give the players confidence that they can go into these next two games knowing that they're capable of getting a win?
I haven't heard about the record, so there's no discussion about the record, what happened in the past. Now it's a new game on Saturday.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, it is a high-pressure situation. We've seen the players sometimes when the pressure is on, it can get in their heads a little bit. Is it a case of trying to relax them a little bit going into these games, as much as it's high stakes? Do they need to... Is it that balance between feeling the pressure and a bit of relaxation, not panicking?
Yeah, you're right, but we speak about individuals, and every character is different. So we have players, I have to take them into my arms, but then other players, maybe they need more pressure because they're too lazy. We all know about the generation from 2024. So it's not the same like 20 years ago. We have to accept, and so the people are different. And but they all love football, and this is why they became professionals, and they want to win. This is why they are in one of the biggest leagues, in the championship. They all have the will to win, and now we have to prepare. to win, and this is sometimes not easy because of the pressure, but I told you many weeks ago, for me it's okay, I take all the pressure, you can speak about me every day, no problem, but let the players play, and then it's much easier for them to show their best performances.
Okay. Thanks, Andre.
Thank you very much, Stephen. We'll just come finally to Leon Wobshaw from the Yorkshire Coast.
Right. Hello, Andre. Hope
hello.
You're well.
Yes.
It's been an emotional week with what happened at Bristol. Now you have to stay calm and focused. That's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. But I think that you could understand our reaction and emotions on Saturday, because it's not a joke to lose 2 points in the 90+8 when the decision is wrong, and all the players and the coaching staff could see that maybe it's not so clear like the referee said. And after the season, there's no one asking about the game in Bristol. It's the same like in Preston, and it was also no penalty, and the offside goal against West Brom. So no excuses, because we had a lot of time, and maybe sometimes not the quality to win close games, but there are some points missing, and maybe it depends on every point at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And so the boys, they played well, and we speak about decisions of the referee. This is what I told you last week here, where the championship needs a VAR for sure, and then maybe it will be much easier to accept decisions.
It feels like Huddersfield against the world almost. That's what it seems like.
Yes. You're totally right, and we have to use the motivation for all the people around us, and and then we have to show all the people of the world that we want to play championship, and but then we need really 100% of everyone to stay very, very close together.
You've probably seen footage of the Huddersfield supporters in times in the Premier League, an incredible support at the home games, and you're going to need that more than ever for these next two Saturdays. They've got to be part of it, they've got to invest and be all in.
Yes, this is why I'm asking for a sold out stadium. But I can say again, in Bristol, the support was absolutely fantastic, and it was really good to see that all the fans they were so disappointed but proud of the team because they gave the best, and it's always that they expect to give the best for town. And we stayed very, very close together after the game. All were said, but the support was absolutely fantastic. And when we can have the same like in away games, in a home game, the whole stadium, and we enjoyed Leeds or Millwall. And I got so many messages, and they can't remember the last time when it was so loud in the stadium after a goal. Yeah, we need this atmosphere in the game, and you can be sure that push the players for the 90 minutes to give their best and to win this game together.
I was just going to ask you about Hoggy. He's obviously injured, but he's a big figure around the club and the club captain. Has he sort of been providing motivation as well? He obviously wants to play, but now he can't, and he has to another role, maybe, you know.
Yeah, after the result of his injury, he was 4 week not with the team because he was sad, and he needed some time for himself. But now he's around the team, and yeah, for sure we need his experience. He's a legend here in town, so yeah, all the players are important. And you saw Tom Lees the last game, and then then you know why we missed him for a few weeks. And yeah, it's good to have players like Tom, like Matty, like Hoggy, and because they lift the club, and maybe they can tell all the others not so long here, like to think for town.
And finally, if you do stay up, it will be more sweeter by the events that have gone against you. You know, the tough moments. If you can survive and stay up, it will probably make it even sweeter, maybe.
Yeah, but these all the discussions for the future we hold after the season. Yes, maybe when it changed this season and we can stay in the league, then it should change next season, and then we have a lot of luck over the whole season. Yeah.
Very best of luck, Andre. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Leon.
Thank you.
Thank you.